Loving greetings, my friends, from the Science of Mind Spiritual Center, a global community in unity. I thank you so much for joining me on this beautiful day. That means you can create this day any way you choose. Let's begin by filling our spirits with an abundance of love, joy, and happiness, and gratitude for all. Take a couple of deep breaths and breathe in that great fresh air. I have a few reminders. I invite you all to go on our website at www.somspiritualcenterla.org and enjoy listening to the meditations and talks, past and present, or via podcast. You can send in a prayer request, contact a practitioner for one-on-one prayer work, call our 24-hour prayer line at 818-325-2002, and join the Unexpected Income Program. Open up that consciousness to have some more abundance in your life, more good in your life in many, many different forms, maybe gifts, maybe even unexpected income. The present class is now closed. The next course of 7-week classes will begin on March 16th. So save the date and we will notify you in plenty of time so that you may register. Thank you for your continued generosity in support of our growing Global Spiritual Center. It is deeply appreciated, and I know that it returns to you multiplied abundantly. If these talks are making a positive difference in your life, helping you to have a closer relationship with spirit, with yourself, please consider donating to our center. The more you use the law of circulation for good, whether it's money, kindness, good deeds, it benefits you as the giver and also you as a receiver, because the giver and the receiver are the same. And because of your support, we're able to continue this work and reach more people while maintaining and sustaining our own organizational responsibilities. So if you would like to donate to our center, you may do so with a credit card through PayPal from our website or from the weekly email blast that we send or by mail. And our mailing address is 14431 Ventura Boulevard, number 586, Sherman Oaks, California, 91423. Please feel free to email me anytime. I love hearing from you. My email address is faithfilled2@aol.com. And as you know, each week a portion of your generous giving goes to benefit one of the many organizations that our center supports. And this week we are donating to Doctors Without Borders, a private international association made up of volunteer doctors and other healthcare workers who for over 50 years have aided victims of natural or man-made disasters, irrespective of race, religion, creed, or political convictions. So I thank you in advance for your generosity. Now, if you will join me in the opening treatment. Get quiet wherever you are. Take a deep breath. Exhale. And let's know that we are one with the universal spirit of love. And we are here as its power in glorification. We are immersed in peace, unity, and love, open and receptive to the truth that sets us free. The allness of who we are bring opportunities and possibilities that are motivated and sustained by divine love. We believe we are always guided to say and do the right thing, because we trust that love points the way and the law makes the way possible. We believe in the infinite goodness of life for all and that it is in all. We're grateful to know that there are no barriers to the expression of love. And as we gratefully accept this truth and the power of these words as the absolute truth, I want you to always know that there is a power within you, and it can lift your life to its highest level. It can change illness into health. It can bring success out of failure and victory out of defeat. It can bring companionship and happiness out of loneliness. It will respond to you. It is the power within you. And so it is. Our theme for the month of February is love, the ultimate prescription. This morning's message is, love is our essence. In the book, The Power, written by Rhonda Burns, it says, people who have great lives think and talk about what they love more than what they don't love. And people who are struggling think and talk about what they don't love more than what they do love. Spirit loves to become personal, to embody itself as each one of us and express in and through and as us in contributing to our beautiful world. Think about what motivated all the inventors, discoverers, the artists, and spiritual teachers and teachings that inspire and transform us to this day. Let's catch the contagion of how their hearts were focused on what they loved, and let that be a teaching and a practice for us all. Our great teaching of Science of Mind weaves together science, philosophy, and religion, and is also practical. It isn't spiritual theory or theological rhetoric that we contemplate only on these Sunday mornings or whatever day it is you choose to tune in and listen. It's a way of living life that makes us fully aware of who we are, whose we are, and the power that lives as us. Science of Mind is a practical, hands-on way of life that supports us in attaining our aspirations, achieving our dreams, realizing our heart's desires, experiencing the experiences that we wish to have, being the people we came here to be, and touching the world in ways we are meant to touch it. This entire month, we're going to expand our hearts, share our love, and celebrate life with immense gratitude for all of Spirit's gifts and graces given to us so unconditionally and bountifully. When we let our heart be focused on what we love, our aspirations and our dreams and our heart's desires, the experiences that we wish to have, and who we came here to be, how we are called to touch the world will naturally unfold by means of us. Life itself, with a capital L, life wants, yearns, longs, and desires to be expressed as and through you. You've heard me say this a million times, and I cannot say it enough. Life desires to be expressed as and through you. The Cloud of Unknowing is a book of contemplative articles written and published in the 14th century, in which an introductory line says, "A soul is one with God." In it, it says that you think your desires are your desires. You think that they come from within you. But actually, that isn't true. Rather, by the time they reach your conscious mind, They are the echo of life's desiring to express and experience itself by means of you. If you dwell on it for a moment, it feels very true. Many people would agree that their particular desire wasn't a conscious choice. They simply became the embodied expression of and for it. I'll say it again. We think our desires are ours. We think that they came from within us. But actually, that's not true. By the time they reach our conscious minds, they are the echo of life's desiring to express and experience itself by means of us. And if we don't express them, well, they'll look for another opening where the expression can be made. Have you ever had a great idea, but you didn't do anything about it because you didn't see how, or didn't have the time or resources, or you just didn't think you were good enough, didn't think the time was right? And then later, you see it come out as some successful product. Let's really get this and embed it in our consciousness by affirming it. Really affirm this. My desires are the echoes of life's desires to experience itself by means of me. That is the spiritual truth of your being. You didn't come here to live a meager life, or to live a life of struggle, or to be downtrodden or burdened or oppressed. Holmes tells us in the Science of Mind textbook on page 404, God is more completely expressed through the one who lives largely than through the one who lives meagerly. And yet, some of us might be struggling right now, feeling downtrodden, burdened, and oppressed, even living meagerly. I understand that. And I want you to know something very important. You have come to the right place this morning. It is the perfect day for you because there is something here for you. Something that you might hear in a prayer. It might be in a word that is said. Or it just might be something within you that causes you to want to smile, that causes you to reach deeper within yourself. If you become aware that this is true, you'll receive it. Life is yearning, longing, wanting, and desiring to express through you. That's just the truth. We always want to come from a place of love when we relate to others, right? And we want to come from a place of love when we make decisions. And that's great, a great way to live. Today, I mean it in the context of letting what you love be your guide in what you focus on, and letting what you love in your heart guide how you spend your time, your talent, and your resources. What if you did that? If you think about it, every single invention, every discovery, every human creation came from someone letting what they love guide them. If it were not for the love of the Wright brothers, we couldn't fly in an airplane. If it weren't for the love of scientists, inventors, and great discoverers, we would not have electricity, heating, light. We would not have cars or phones or appliances or computers to use. Without someone letting their heart be focused on what they loved and letting that love guide them, there would be no teachers, schools, or education, no books, no art, and no music. Each and every one of these things was created because someone focused on what they loved. Holmes writes in The Science of Mind on page 126, whatever we think, act, believe in, feel, visualize, vision, image, read, and talk about, in fact, all processes which affect or impress us at all, are going into the subjective state of our thought, which is our individualized use of universal mind. Whatever goes into the subjective state of our thought tends to return again as some condition. So we, and we alone, control our destiny. Yes, we do. We control our destiny. In other words, think and talk about what you love more than what you don't love. That great quote that I started with. You might be saying to yourself that this is all well and good, but you know, I'm struggling just to make ends meet. I've got no time or energy or resources to focus on what I really love. And what I want to say about that from my own experience, and really with a lot of love in my heart, is that you are telling yourself a lie, and then you're believing it. I'm not suggesting that you quit your day job so that you can become an artist if that is what you would love. I am asking you this. What if you spent some time each day seeing, imagining, embodying yourself as an artist, and then spent another few minutes doing something an artist would do? Invest less energy in old, worn-out mindset patterns of struggle and bring your heartfelt, focused attention and intention to what you love. I'm not telling you this because I didn't do this. I changed careers in midlife, and my affirmation was, I do less and less of what I don't want to do and more of what I do want to do. It was kind of a crazy affirmation. I didn't know much about affirmations in those days. It just allowed me to recognize that I was in a process of becoming, releasing one thing and becoming something else. When you invest less emotional energy in what you don't want to do and more in what you do want to do, your mindset expands and it becomes open and it becomes aware of opportunities that are available, many of which have been available all along, but you just didn't see it. This might sound too easy, however, it takes less energy than resisting the very thing you love. You've practiced the other long enough, and it's become a habit. And we know about habits. They then become a belief. And in case you think you have to do this all by yourself, I want you to know you don't. In fact, you're given a great promise in Psalms 37, verse 4 and 5. And it says, "Trust in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass." This is a really clear and direct promise. The desires of our heart shall come to pass if what? If we play our part. And our part is so important that it's mentioned twice. Trust in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. We must trust, trust, trust. And then we can truly, completely, and fully rely on him, on the infinite, on that divine within us to bring forth the desires of our heart. Because remember, by the time they get to us, they are the echo of life's desire to express itself. And now, I want to read you something from Science of Mind, page 302. Really be open and receptive to listening to this. And then you can reread it afterward. Page 302, The Science of Mind. Begin to blot out, one by one, all false beliefs. All ideas that you're limited, poor, or miserable. Refuse to think of failure or to doubt your own power. See only what you wish to experience. That's another way of saying what you would love. And look at nothing else. Cannot the great principle of life create for us all that which we need? The universe is inexhaustible, it's limitless, knows no bounds, and has no confines. We're not depending on a reed shaken by the wind, but on the principle of life itself for all that we have or ever shall need. It is not some power or a great power, it is all power. All we have to do is to believe, never wavering, no matter what happens. As we do this, we shall find that things are steadily coming our way, and that they are coming without that awful effort which destroys the peace of mind of the majority of the race. We know that there can be no failure in God's mind, and this mind is the power on which we are depending. So I ask you today, what would you love? Pick one thing right now. Just one thing. A healed relationship? A relationship at all? Success in your business? Releasing a business? A deeper connection with the God of your being? A return to physical vibrancy? Restoring of a broken heart? To plant flowers? To create art. Whatever it is that you aspire to, that you dream of, that you would love, get an image of it right now and close your eyes. Meditate to visualize it. Imagine it and see yourself in it, one with it. Now see and feel yourself letting it guide your way as you move into this glorious, wonderful year. Unquestionably, love certainly is the most powerful of medicines. Our spiritual community is a perfect place in which to embody it and then to put it into action in our own world. And so begins the lesson. Please join me in the closing treatment. Rest back. Take a couple of deep breaths. We are one with the one life, one presence, and the one mind. This mind is continually impressed with images of right action. Everything in life is controlled by love, harmony, and wisdom. We've been given a clear, clean mind and a heart that blesses and prospers us and all of humankind. Any thought or feeling that is in opposition to the truth of our being is released, totally dissolved this very moment. The all-knowing intelligence that is within us directs all of our actions into constructive channels of self-expression. We accept the spiritual idea of true success as part of a divine plan in the mind of our God self. This self knows itself to be a unique expression of spirit. It knows its true worth and acts upon it. This self is who and what we are. There is now complete unity between the inner world of spirit and the outer world of form. The seen and the unseen have merged into an active partnership. We accept that our life is now and forever divinely guided by right action. We give thanks for this truth. We let it be so. The light of God surrounds us. The love of God enfolds us. The power of God protects us. The presence of God watches over us. Wherever we are, God is. All is well, and so it is. And now, my friends, you go forth as messengers of love, glorifying your expression of love in kindness and joy, respect and goodness. And you make known this truth so your life continues to increase in value by simply sharing the value with someone else. Until next time, stay safe. Be well, be kind, especially to yourself. Namaste.